This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Generals from North and South Korea met Tuesday at their shared border for talks meant to ease a decades-long military standoff. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports their meeting comes as satellite imagery detects new ballistic missile activity.
It was the second meeting since their leaders met for a landmark summit in April and pledged to reduce the danger of another war on the peninsula. The head of the South Korean delegation said both sides are moving forward with implementing agreements made during previous talks and taking steps toward easing military tensions on the peninsula. No huge announcement is expected from the talks. Some experts say South Korea can't agree on any drastic measures to reduce animosity unless the North takes serious nuclear disarmament steps. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Tuesday, multiple blasts hit an area in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Officials say the Tuesday blast was followed by gunfire as an unknown number of gunmen attacked an area of shops and government offices. A member of the local provincial council said the attack appeared to have targeted a building of the Department of Refugee Affairs. He said there had been at least three explosions. There was no immediate word on casualties. It comes after a roadside bomb hit a passenger bus in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to meet with Iran's leaders with no preconditions and at any time they want. However, on Monday, the president said,
"The brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never."
Last week, Trump exchanged heated rhetoric with Tehran, warning the Iranian president never, ever threaten the United States again. Officials in Tehran have ruled out any talks with Washington, saying the United States has shown it is not reliable. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans are waiting for the first results from an election that they hope will lift the country out of economic and political stagnation after decades under former leader Robert Mugabe. Justice Priscilla Chigumba, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, provided an update on the vote counts.
We expect that from any time around 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will be in a position to start announcing officially the results. We have received some results, but we must go through a process of verification, which is what we're doing now. And as we traditionally do, each commissioner will announce the result for the respective province.
From statistics received so far, she said that the turnout of vote ranges between 60% to 70%. 78% in some areas. Jury selection is set to begin in the trial for an ex-Trump campaign official. The AP Shirley Smith reports.
President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is accused of concealing tens of millions of dollars in income from the IRS and fraudulently obtaining millions more in bank loans. While the main areas of Mueller's investigation are Russia's action during the 2016 presidential election and any attempts by Trump to obstruct justice, none of those topics are expected to come up in Manafort's trial. In fact, prosecutors said last week they don't expect the word Russia to be mentioned at all. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Japan's nuclear policy-setting panel approved on Tuesday revised guidelines on plutonium use, putting a cap on its stockpile and pledging to eventually reduce it to address international concerns, but it did not give a specific timeline or targets. Japan has long denied any possible misuse of the material and reprocessing technology and has pledged to not possess plutonium that does not have a planned use. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an independent investigative report on the 2014 disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has highlighted failings by the Air Traffic Control Center.
The lapses include a failure to swiftly initiate an emergency response and monitor radar continuously, relying too much on information from Malaysia Airlines and not getting in touch with the military for help. The report also finds there was insufficient information to determine if the aircraft broke up in the air or during impact with the ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Yemeni officials say a roadside bombing in the southern city of Aden has wounded a prominent politician, his son, and two other people. Officials say the attack took place on Tuesday and targeted Arif Ahmed Ali of the Islah Party, which is Yemen's branch of the Muslim Brotherhood in the district of Ma'ala. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.